This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. All right, we're going to run up to Lake Houston, check in with John Littleton. We hadn't talked to him in a couple of weeks. He's been busy fishing. John, good morning. What's up?
Hey, good morning, sir. You got that right. I've been fishing, not catching, but fishing, you know. So that's, I got to take that back. I mean, I have been catching some fish, just not the right ones, you know. You can go out there and catch a limit, but, you know, they're going to weigh in the, you know, 10, 11, 12 pounds, you know, at least for me, but, you know, I'm just not catching any big fish. But, hey, they're out there, you know, and there's some guys catching them. But, yep. But, no, everything's been going pretty good, Mickey. You know, we got through some tournaments, and we still, I think, I got 3 tournaments left this year, then I'll be done for the year. So, we'll be, you know, we're getting into hunting mode and, you know, trying to get that stuff, all feeders going and, you know, all that good stuff. But, hey, it's, you know, it's a good time of year. Do a little of both, fishing and hunting. So, yep. But, no, I just, you know, they've been, the guys that have been winning, you know, and it's different people. It's not the same ones, you know, that are winning, so. You know, they're catching them, man. It's, you know, it's taking, I think I did an average, it's taking a little over 15 pounds a day, you know, to come up with, you know, these are 2-day tournaments. So, you know, it's been taking 32, 33 pounds to win, you know, for 2 days, just a lot of good, solid, three and a quarter, 3.5 pounders, you know. Yeah. So just some good solid fish. But yeah, I can find one or two of them within my 5 fish stringer, but I just can't get 5 of them.
But well, that's no,
that's
good.
The way it goes.
That hurts.
I know it. Yeah. I've been donating a lot this year. You know, that's
I've had those years where I was a donator, you know, and then 1 year you just can't do any wrong, and next year you can't do anything right. That's tournament fishing.
No. And then, you know, I had some health issues earlier in the year and was out for about 6 to 8 weeks, and, you know, it just, you know, it threw my whole game off, you know, so.
Yeah.
But, hey, we can all come up with all kind of excuses.
Fishermen, you know, have we have got them excuses, baby.
Yes, sir. You know, but, hey, I'm going to go try it again tomorrow. We got a club tournament tomorrow. It's our last one of the year. Then we have a club. Then we have our championship in October coming up. So
y'all have that. Have that on Conroe?
I have one on Conroe on October the 4th. And then, then the other one's on Lake Houston. It's a 2-day, again, on Lake Houston. But it's not off-limits one, you know, like some of the other ones that I've been fishing. So, but I don't know. I'm really excited about this weekend. I know we had quite a few people show up at the meeting last night. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's usually later in the year, you know how it is. It gets hot, and there's some guys not up there. We fish you know, you fish for points for every tournament, and then if you make the top 10 at the end of the year, you know, you get to fish for, you know, more money, and you get to fish for, you know, the championships. So, but it's, you know, it's a good little deal. It's a good, keeps you in competition, and, you know, the entry fees aren't expensive, so, you know, you can get out there and fish and catch a few fish and have some fun and still feel that competition, you know.
Yeah.
So, but y'all were just talking about frayed line, Mickey. I had something happen to me that I never had happen before. I was fishing, you know, a tournament, and I hooked a pretty good fish, you know, 3 or 4 pounder, and it got wrapped around the post on a boat dock, and the fish ended up breaking me off. But when I got reel my line back in, that line had actually came apart about 5 or 6 feet up from my hook. But I mean, it just split. It just came apart, and I never had that happen.
What, were you using braid or what?
No, I
mono?
I predominantly use P-line fluorocarbon. That's all I fish with.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I take that back. I do fish braid, you know, if I'm throwing a jig or a frog or a buzzbait through pads or whatever, I do straight braid, you know, because that's a reaction bite. They're not looking at line, you know.
No.
So, and most of the time, Lake Houston, they can't see the line anyhow. So, you know, they're just you know, it's a reaction bite. But no, that line just came apart. I came home and found that spool, and, you know, I threw it away because I don't know if it was just a bad spool of line or, you know, I mean, I've had fish do that before and wrap around a post or a treetop and, you know, break them off or get them out. And my line's not, you know, it might have a little scratch or something on it, but it wasn't coming apart. This actually came apart. The line just came apart.
Huh.
And I don't know why, but I guess the seesawing back and forth, you know, on that post down there just got to it. But you know, that stuff happens, but. Yeah, but I like that line. I've been using it for several years, and it's, you know, it's a good line for me. But we all got our preference, and I think I was telling myself, I think I bought some 10-pound braid, and I'm going to catch that fish. That fish is, you know, it's still there. I know it is. And it's an area where nobody else is fishing. And I'm going to tie that braid straight on and flip that little jig underneath there, and let's see if he can break that, you know, and get me around a post. But, oh, well. He might can, but we'll see. But the lake's in good shape, Mickey. I mean, you know, water clarity is good. You know, man, we need some rain. I hate the muddier water, but, you know, my water sprinklers, I had to put it on manual and just start going and turning it on because I didn't want to jack with the timer.
Mm-hmm.
But, grass getting little brown. But we need a rain. But I did notice last night at the meeting, they're pulling the lake down a little bit. I don't know why, but, you know, it's down not much. It's at, I think, 98, almost 99%, but they are pulling it down a little bit. I don't, you know, maybe they know something. I don't know. Maybe there's a big rain in the forecast.
Well, I sure don't see anything in the future.
No.
I think
I hadn't either.
They're giving us about a 60% chance of rain on Sunday and then a weak front on Wednesday next week. But, man, I saw on my phone here,
yeah.
I've been following this, those two elk hunters in Colorado that were missing. They found them. They were dead. Two miles from their car.
Good Lord.
They claimed they were lost, man. And they had people out looking for them, but, you know, the weather turned on them. You know, all their good cold, heavy gear was in the car, and when they went out hunting that evening, they were going to make, like, a quick evening hunt. And they weren't dressed for the heavy fog and cold rain that came in.
Yeah, I see a lot of those guys hunting on, I see those guys hunting on TV shows, and man, they have that backpack full of anything, everything they can think of, because you never know, you know, areas like that, what that weather's going to do.
Yeah, they were in Conejos County, Florida. That's a shame.
Well, I hate to see that or hear that. Yeah.
I know.
But, you know, it'll happen. Yeah.
No, that's got to be a horrifying feeling. You're lost in the woods. But
yeah.
I don't know, man. I guess with the heavy fog and cloud cover and stuff, they couldn't use the sun or anything like that for, you know, direction.
Right.
That's why the little pocket compasses are, man, anybody that does that kind of hunting, they should have one in their pocket.
All the time.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Mm. It'll happen to you.
Yeah.
Well, I hate to hear that.
I know.
I hate about anybody like that, especially people out hunting. Used to, Mickey, before GPS and all this other stuff, you know, even I've gotten lost on Rayburn and Toledo Bend before. Now, this was 40 plus years ago, but, you know, it's, you know, hey, it can happen.
Well, you know, before GPS, we just ran everything on compass and if I'd get kind of turned around in the fog, I'd go, well, I'm gonna run northeast. I know I'm going to hit this shoreline over here, and I'll get set up,
right,
get my bearings right, and know where I'm at, and then I can take my heading and go home. But,
yeah,
lost in the fog, that's never a good thing.
No.
A lot of people have done it, whether you're in the woods or on the water.
Yeah, and most of the time you just need to stop, like you did, or you say, you know, stop.
Yeah, I mean,
get your
no matter where
right
you're at in the bay, if you know your body or your water, your own, you say, well, I'm just going to run east till I hit that shoreline and get me a visible point where I know where I'm at, and in my head I know what heading I have to take to get to the other side, and just take it.
Yeah.
Run it true.
Yeah. Yeah, even with hunting back years and years ago, you know, and everything, I mean, you used to use them little thumbtacks with the reflectors on them, you know, and find my way to my deer stand in the morning.
Right.
You know, or, you know, heck, you know, carry a little piece of red ribbon or something and,
right,
you know, flag your way in and out, because some of these places, you know, that you don't really know a lot of, you know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it can get tricky too. but.
All right, well, John. Well, hey, buddy. I'm glad you're fishing, and maybe your luck will change this weekend. Maybe it's your turn.
Oh, it'll change. Yeah, it'll change. Like I said, everybody's catching fish. We just got to catch the right ones.
That's the name of the game.
Yep.
All right, buddy.
All right, Mickey.
Throw them out a number, John. Somebody wants to give you a ring.
Sure. They can always call me on my cell, 281-222-8544. Give me a call or shoot me a text.
Will do her. Have a good weekend. Catch them up. See you, John.
I will.
All right, man.
Thank you, Mickey.
All right. Well, folks, the Belleville Meat Market, what a great place to shop for grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken. No better place to have all your wild game processing done. And they're easy to find. Their processing facility and meat market are right next door to one another, right in downtown Belleville. Look for the big white sign, along with their full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. They serve that all week long, Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Bulk pricing is available on fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage. And check out their new Chuck Wagon patties, half-pound beef patties seasoned and loaded with cheddar cheese. And their grab-and-go snacking products are always a winner. Beef jerky, turkey jerky, dry sausage, and dry sticks, they're really good. And their wild game processing facility, the best I've ever used. And check out all their deer tamales you can have made, venison hot dogs, their new sausage recipe. Your family will love that you did when you bring that home. And the Belleville's been celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name. Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 5:20 here in the Bayou City. Now let's run down to Texas City and Boyd's One Stop and check in with Mr. Dave Fremont this morning. Good morning, Dave. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, Captain Mickey. Doing just fine.
Well, me too. Everything's good, brother.
Yeah. It's pretty quiet out here this morning. The wind's down. The wind's down. Not much at all. The flags just had a little bit of movement in them, and as I made my way out to the end of the dike, it pretty much stayed that way in terms of wind speed and such. So see how that carries on. I think the prediction is for it to pick up a bit. I heard you even mention like 10 to 20 on it.
Yeah, they threw that 10 to 20 in there, so you can either get 10 or you'll get 20. No 10 to 15, but 10 to 20.
Yeah. Winds 10 to 20 and feels like 25.
There you go.
Feels like on wind speed now. I wanted to throw out that the Texas City Dike will be closed for fishing and such at 9:30 tonight until, or 9 o'clock tonight till 1:30 tomorrow afternoon. They've got the annual triathlon, Mickey, and they closed the dike off, and I think they run most of the events on the dike for that triathlon.
Huh. Okay.
And so anybody that's planning on fishing lights and generators tonight, you won't have too much time to do it.
I may need to switch horses. Another game plan. Y'all had something hanging up at Boyd's the other day when I went down there. I saw that. It was on the counter or something.
Yeah, they can folks can roll on down to the floodgate down Skyline Drive. You won't be able to get to it by coming up on Skyline Drive at the dike because it'll be closed off. But if you just stay on Bay Street and head northbound, when Bay Street makes a turn, you just keep going straight, and it takes you down to Bay Street Extension. I think that's what they call it.
Yeah, like
it.
Going to the gun range down there?
Exactly. You'll go right down there by the gun range, and you'll come up on a stop sign, and there you are on Skyline Drive again. Hang a left, and plenty of places to fish along that way to tide you over. And I want to tell you, this time of year, in early fall, if there's a, such a thing as a fall anymore around here. It's it's some good areas to fish back that way. You just have to be careful, like just about anywhere. But the floodgate produces some mighty good fish. And well, after I talked to you last Friday, I rolled out there to do my little thing with jigging for a flounder or two, and there was quite a few people over that way fishing, and there was a handful of boats fishing right there at the mouth of the floodgate on the inside the gate. Depending on the whether the tide's coming in or out, a few boats will pile up along that way, and every now and then catch some real nice specks over that way and a few redfish. So that'll be a spot for folks to fish if they want to just kind of get through this little triathlon thing.
Now, this triathlon, you know, we all know they got to take a swim. So which side of the dock are they going to be swimming off of? The north
Man,
side where the beach I is
don't,
or what?
I've never seen it. I've never heard too much about what goes on with it. And because honestly, I'd like to see the dike stay open all the time for fishing. I'm kind of partial. But
all of us
they I don't know what they do. My wife told me, she said, well, if there's a weightlifting contest there at that triathlon, you ought to enter it, David. I said, oh, yeah. She said, yeah, because you deadlift about 280 pounds out of bed every morning, you know. I said, that ain't right. I do more than that. But it's going to be, it'll be all right. It doesn't last that long, and it just kind of shut us down a little bit, but we'll be all right. Boyd supports the city, as the city does a good job of helping us out at times as well. So it's all a good thing. But, well, I'm glad you got fixed up when you came down to Boyd's. I'm glad to hear.
Thomas took good care of him. He even carried my box of mullet out there and put it in the back of the truck for me.
Well, how about that?
Smile.
Well, that's good, man. I'm glad.
Naturally, my wife had to come because it was spur of the moment. I said, you know, I'm going to run down there and get some bait because I'm going to start crabbing next week. And she jumped in the truck and said, we are going to the Cajun Grill, right? I said, well, yeah, it's right there next door. And we had to get a couple of shrimp baskets. I mean, y'all's fried shrimp and tartar sauce, I don't know anywhere that I can go and eat something that good.
Well, I tell you what, that's much appreciated.
No, I mean, that's you can't find any fried shrimp anywhere better than that.
Well, you know, I agree with that, and I say the same thing, but nobody listens to me. but they listen to you. And I'm just glad, if for nothing else, that the tartar sauce met your wife's expectations.
She's been making it for years, and she goes, man, I wish I had this recipe. This is really good. It's a, I don't know, it's perfect.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to explain
I think Miss Sharon, that pretty much runs the grill, I think that she would be more than happy to, I may be speaking out of turn, to let her know just how that stuff's mixed up. But I never have a problem giving a recipe away. But you know what? If you do any kind of cooking at all, recipes are nothing more than just kind of a guide, because you're always going to end up adding a little bit more of this or that if you give it the taste test. It seems like no two times when you make a batch of something that it's going to come out exactly right at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, you thought it was Thanksgiving coming around. She asked me for pumpkin pies. So last night I cranked out a couple of pumpkin pies, and I follow the recipe on the can. But you don't stop there. You add a little more nutmeg, a little more cinnamon, this and that, you know, and go with it. But that's the same way pretty much with everything. The recipes are usually not going to give you exactly what you want. Sometimes you have to add it. But anyway, enough of that. Not too much to report. I noticed that the shrimp hatch is one that's come out here recently, and now I'm seeing that there's a bunch of them that's going through a molt, And that's with like any exoskeleton, these crustaceans with the shell on the outside, when they grow, it's got to pop off. And so I've noticed that some of the shrimp are going through that. And that's from, depending on where you're up and down the bay, they're catching them. But that'll pass through in a day or two, and then something else will come up. But some nice fish have been caught. Some folks were up here at the cleaning table the other evening, and they had some nice fish that they were filleting out and baggying up. So that was good to see. And I'm just enjoying heading out in the mornings a little bit and catching some little flounder and some little small redfish. And there's a bunch of them out there. So glad to see it. While I was at the counter this morning, I talked to a regular guy that comes down here early and often, and he's really reliable on it. Whenever he wants to tell me something, that you pretty much count on it. But we got talking about croakers, and he said, man, I've been catching some very nice croaker, not on purpose, but and he kind of put his hands out, and they looked like he had caught a couple that might have been as much as 9 or 10 inches or so, Mickey, or maybe even a little bit more. He said they're nice. He says I'm thinking we might have us a decent run this year.
Well, wouldn't that be nice to have a good croaker run again, like the old days, with good solid croaker?
Yeah.
Boy, that's as good eating. That and a bull whiting.
Glad to hear it.
That's two just excellent table fare fish.
Yes, sir. Yeah,
they really are.
You know, y'all threw that out a while ago about the sand trout. I wish there was more info. I wish there was more research where we could find out what in tarnation is going on with the sand trout, because, good grief, man, they're like non-existent in my book. Now, that might
In Louisiana, they're thick as fleas over there, you know. They call them white trout, silver trout, but they have them still big time. I don't know why the Texas coast isn't the same.
I don't know. They used to be. Now, we used to have, you know, a whole lot more oyster reefs. And those, we'd catch so many of them over off a Dollar Point around the oyster reefs out towards Half Moon. And we don't have near as much of that we used to. So maybe a lot of them have moved off. But yeah, it's kind of like talking about those mangrove snapper. We don't catch anything close to what they get in South Texas because the habitat's not the same. The temperature's not the same.
Yep, habitat's the key. But, that's Hillman swears by it. You know, the loss of our oyster beds has changed a lot.
Yeah, well, we'll see how that goes. Well, Mickey, I'm not going to hold you any longer. Boys, One Stop's 227 Dyke Road right here in on the dike. And everybody be safe. And we got all the good stuff, live shrimp and finger mullet's been coming in almost every day. So everybody have a great weekend. And time runs out when I flap my gums like I do.
Well, that's good gum slapping there, buddy. I always enjoy it. And tell all the folks down there, thanks again for the nice, friendly service. They didn't know who I was, and they were just as nice and friendly as they could be.
Well, that's a pleasure to hear, and
I'm glad
to hear it.
I just like to see people that have a smile on their face. Everybody's in a good
mood. Yes, sir.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Right,
if you ain't got one, paint one on. If you don't have one, just make a smile. Yeah.
Get that Joker smile. All right, buddy. Dave, you have a good weekend. Always a pleasure, man. Take care down there.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
buddy.
You now.
See you. All right. That's Dave Fremont down at the Texas City Dyke and Boyd's One Stop. Well, the Belleville Meat Market. If you've never been there, you owe it to yourself. If you're ever out that way, stop by and check it out. It's a great place to shop for grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken, and a really good place to eat, too. They have a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. They serve that all week long, Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. They have pulled pork, homemade hot dogs, you know, original and cheddar cheese, hamburger patties, you name it. They do a fine job there, and their processing facility, it's second to none. Great service, excellent packaging, grade A quality. I mean, it's all just the way you like it with great service. And check out their new Chuck Wagon patties. These are half-pound beef patties, seasoned and loaded with cheddar cheese. and their snacking products like their grab and goes, beef jerky, turkey jerky, dry sausage, and dry sticks. And when you're at their wild game process facility, when you take an animal in, try out their deer tamales and their venison hot dogs. These have been a big hit the last couple of years, and their new sausage recipe. The Belleville's been celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, 537. All right, let's go down Galveston Way and check in with old Captain Steve Hillman this morning. Steve, good morning. What's up, man?
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Oh, I couldn't be better. I'm here, man.
Perfect.
Loving it.
Me too. I'm loving these cooler mornings.
It does feel good. I mean, it's fall is in the air. If we could just get it to last all day, that'd be even better.
You know, on the water,
I'm not complaining.
Cool.
It's nice now. It's better than it was all summer. I'll take it.
For sure. It wasn't that bad. I didn't think this summer. It seemed like last summer was more. We had a longer stretch of hot weather, but I don't know. On the water,
so.
you don't feel it as much on the water. So when you hit dry land, when you hit that dock, that's when it hits you.
That's what I hate is coming in.
But now we've had this little, regardless of what the wind forecast is every morning this week, we seem to be getting a little north every morning.
Right.
For an hour or two. Northeast, really. But especially earlier in the week, like Tuesday morning. Tuesday morning, it puffed up pretty good. It really never went away. It stayed just barely manageable for what I was doing. I mean, the water was holding up. We were drifting Mach 1, but there was enough fish there to where we could make it worth it. But it's been a good week. I fished every day but Monday, fishing today and tomorrow and Sunday.
You're fishing on a weekend too, man. You're hitting it hard, burning that oil, baby.
I've been doing that a little bit more this year, and it's because I lost some trips back in the spring, winter and spring, and a little bit, it really hasn't been that crowded on the weekends, honestly. It hasn't been that bad.
No, there's not near as many people fishing as we've seen in the past.
But no, it's been surprisingly steady for me for this week, for mid to late September. I mean, normally when our water temperatures kind of start hanging in limbo like this, staying in the low 80s, well, starting the morning in the low 80s, 82 and a half, 83 degrees, you know, coming off of 88 to 90 degree water temps, not even 2 weeks ago. We haven't had any cool fronts to speak of. So there's nothing to really trigger these fish this time of year. They're just kind of in that stupid transition. You know, they're spread out. You kind of catch them a different place every day, or at least I do.
Yeah.
I have this week, but we're still scraping up, you know, most days, 15, 18.
Decent numbers, yeah.
Decent trout and a handful of little ones, not really catching many little ones. Yesterday we had two, you know, I hate saying this, but oversized trout mixed in with our trout.
Hey, one of them was, that just doesn't sound right, does it? No, we had some oversized trout today. I'm going, what?
It doesn't, because it wasn't that long ago an oversized trout was over 25 or 28 inches or whatever. But
yeah,
but you know, it's good though. It's for what we're dealing with. It's this time of year. Historically, I consider it pretty good.
Yeah.
But, man, I tell you, you better, and we always say this, but you better be on them when they eat, because the the windows of opportunity, they're not that long.
Bite windows are, you know, short.
Yeah, and like the last few mornings, we only had one or two fish at like 8:30 or 9. Uh-huh. And I knew the pattern. I mean, I wasn't worried about it. It's like I had some new guys yesterday, and of course with new fellas, there's that trust factor is not really there that you have with your long time regular clients, you know, and so you feel like you always have to explain stuff to them, or I do anyway. And I kept telling them, guys, don't worry, those fish are here. Don't worry, don't worry. About 9 o'clock, I started wondering if they really were there.
Then you started worrying.
And I said, look, man, when that tide slows down, why does this guy have his brights on? Oh my God. But when that tide slows down, I told him, I said, this water's going to start getting green, and it's the only real tide change of the day that we have, at least while we're out here, because it's a hard incoming in the mornings. And then depending on where you're at, late morning, midday, the tide dies down, and there's a little bitty flip. It's not much. I mean, it's like an inch and a half, 2 inches. But that is your window. That's your window. And, man, I had to move. We didn't – our little window didn't open for us. So I ran to another spot that wasn't that far away where I caught some fish a couple weeks ago. And there was one little bitty slick, and they weren't even in the same spot they were a couple of weeks ago. They were like a couple hundred yards in there. And thank God, man, we lined up on that slick, and everything got right. I think we caught yesterday. We had 16 legal trout and a couple of, like I said, bigger ones. And we only had 5 or 6 little ones. And that was the most little ones we caught all week. There was one day, I think, when me and Todd Obermeyer went, he just came by himself Tuesday, and we only caught like 3 little ones, but I played customer golf that day. Actually, I played customer golf a couple of days. I mean, I was a spectator, man. Like with Todd, we caught 13 trout at our first stop, and 13 legal trout. He caught 10 of them.
Uh-oh.
I mean, I'm just – but that's – which I'd rather be that than the other way around, you know. I mean, that's what people are going fishing for, but – I know what the deal was, and it actually helped me for the rest of my trips. You know, it's amazing what we can learn from watching our customers sometimes. You know, Todd, the main two differences, and I'm not taking anything away from his skill level. He's a great fisherman. But the main two differences that morning, he was throwing mono and an 1/8-ounce jig head. I'm throwing braid, as you know. And I had my normal long fluorocarbon leader on there, so I do have a little bit of stretch, but not much. But I'm throwing braid and a 1/4-ounce Pro Elite jig head, throwing exact same color, throwing in the same school of fish, and he absolutely put it on my butt. And
he's getting
awesome.
A better sink rate than you were.
He was staying in the strike zone longer, I think, with that lighter jig head, and with that mono, you're exactly right. It was sinking. Because that mono sinks faster than braid, obviously. But that 1/8-ounce jig head, I think, was staying in their face longer. But the most important thing, and what I observed, and I saw yesterday, because I had those three guys throwing mono, and I was throwing braid, and they did real well. But the most important thing, the most glaring difference that I noticed was the bites have been pretty soft. These fish are super, super full. And when they're grabbing that bass assassin or that little John or whatever the heck we're throwing that morning, when they're grabbing it and they feel that resistance because that braid doesn't stretch, they're backing off of it. They're letting go. That mono has so much stretch, especially in the, you know, with current and a little bit of wind we're in and deeper water, their big bow in your line. They're not feeling any resistance when they eat that worm. And I think that made all the difference in the world. I really do. But had it not been for Todd that morning, because that was the start of my week, I mean, it saved my bacon Wednesday and Thursday because I put the guys on mono. I mean, I did pretty good myself a couple of days, but it helped. It made a difference with that extra stretch. It really did. You know, as much as I love braid, there are times when you have an advantage throwing monofilament for sure.
Right.
Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yes, I concur totally. Absolutely positively.
But the colors, it's going to come as a major shock to you. Get in your lane, Junior. Good grief. People are crazy. Nobody knows how to drive. But this is going to sound crazy to you, but we caught the early morning fish where the water's still kind of dirty. We're catching them on slamming chicken. Have you ever heard of that color?
Oh, no, never.
I bet you I'll throw that color more than anything. But slamming chicken.
It's got purple in it. I've heard of it, and I've used it a million times.
But it's amazing. That color is so universal. It's so reliable. And you're right. Like, really anything plum and two with a little bit of glitter. I think when that water gets that chalky green and there's some sunlight, yeah, I think that glitter helps a bunch.
I'm with you on that. I like glitter and baits.
But when the sun comes on up and the tide slows down and the water's clearing up and getting pretty green, you know, our visibility is pretty good by about 10:30 in the morning. And this color has been amazing in the last couple of weeks. That opening night, that little bass assassin, it doesn't really matter. If I need a better sink rate, I'll put that little P&V on. If I want to hover it more, then I'll put an 1/8-ounce jig head and that little paddle tail on. Those paddle tails, they sink a lot slower. It's amazing how much slower they sink than a Little John or a P&V, which, you know, obviously shaped the same. But those baits, that color, with the dip tail, with the chartreuse tail, and that has made a difference. I threw just a straight opening night the other day, and I caught some fish on it, but man, and then it tore up, and I put one with a dipped tail, which they sell it like that. You don't have to dip it. It you can get it with a lime truce tail, and it, I don't know what it is about that lime truce tail. It's crazy. It makes a difference. I guess because a shrimp, you know,
look
brown
at a shrimp. They got that lime truce hue into their tails, you know.
Yeah, I mean, a brown shrimp has a little bit of it. You know, it's more of a dark brown tip on it, a little bit of lime truce, but a white shrimp, some of those white shrimp, you know, just in nature, have big time chartreuse on their tail. So I don't know, but it triggers them, man.
Yeah, when they're swimming a lot, they have those strawberry legs on them, red legs.
Yep.
And who knows? We don't know what a trout sees. You know, we think we do, but we don't.
Well, and it's funny because, you know, we...
It's all about us. It's what we have confidence in.
Well, and it sounds comical sometimes to me, and I'm including myself in this, because we're chasing... We're 200-pound grown-ass men chasing a little 16, 18-inch fish around, making it sound like there's a big-time science involved in it, which I guess there is. But but they do.
Fishing's only as complicated as we make it.
Yeah. But that the key for right now for us is, if you know you're on some fish, just understanding when that window is going to be. Because I started seeing a few boats yesterday in some of the areas I've been fishing, and one thing I noticed is they're moving around a bunch, and if you don't understand that the fish are there and you show up at the wrong time and you can't lose a shrimp or you can't get, you know, they won't bite your tail or whatever the heck you're throwing, you think they're not there. So you leave and you go do something else. And I see that a lot. I see people just running around like, you know, like there's not a fish anywhere. And if you just stay put sometimes, and then that's when you know to leave. If you're, like I said yesterday, we stayed until it got right at that one spot where I caught them the day before. But I knew everything was right, and we'd only caught a couple. I said, you know what, it ought to be better than this. I said, let's go check on something else. And sure enough, they were there. But man, just waiting on that right window, you know, it makes a difference.
I agree thoroughly. That's patience pays off more times than it doesn't.
But everything's down, man. I saw like 3 mullet jump yesterday. At least what I'm doing, okay? I mean,
yeah.
I'm sure somebody was wading the shoreline and casting topwaters and a raft of mullet. But for what I'm doing, I'm not seeing any surface activity at all.
Well, other than a raft of mullet, be sure and tell me about them, because I don't see many of them anymore like we used to.
Yeah, I don't think any of us do. Early in the summer, did. In a few areas.
Well, yeah, places, you know, we just don't have that mullet run like we used to have.
No, uh-uh.
Really don't.
No, that's
we got that shad run, though. There's no shortage of them, shad and shrimp.
No shortage. And I'm going to tell you again, yesterday, this fish I cleaned, that had a few females in there, and their roast sacks, they're busting at the seams. And here we are, whatever it is, I guess you'd call this late September or mid-September.
Yeah, well, that next full moon is going to be it's gonna be killer.
I think
we're
going to get one more spawn, you know.
So. We've already run out of time. I wish I could keep going. I enjoy fish talk like this. Well, look, man, somebody wants to get with you, Steve, and go fishing. Give them a number so they can reach you, man.
All right, 409, excuse me, 256-7937.
All right, tell everybody to turn their headlights off when they're putting their boat in.
It's just crazy. I almost had a head-on yesterday morning. Guy passing some cars on a curb. It's been, I mean, it's combat driving right now. It's nuts.
Hey, and we're not even on a full moon yet.
That's
we're going
scary.
Towards
I
a
know.
New moon. All right, brother.
All right,
well,
man.
Be safe.
Thank
have a good day, Steve. See you, buddy.
You too.
All right.
All right.
Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.